Area Talks with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins coming up. So we do the triple shot, though, guys. We need you guys to kill that headroom. We'll plug the gray area. Don't worry. All right. That's coming up. We'll get into deep dive and all the stuff happening. But I wanted to get to more on Lindsey Graham here. Don't worry. We'll cover it more coming up, get their take on it. So you have Netanyahu making the rounds everywhere. And inside what he is talking about, Graham, he's pitching Israel under the NDAA 2027, the Defense Authorization Act, the biggest spending in the U.S. government, you know, in one bill, $1.5 trillion it is now, and Trump wants more. And that literally says in Section 224, we've already covered it ad nauseum, but you should look it up, maybe we put it on screen, that they will merge, synchronize, live time from weapons development to weapons deployment. Israel will co-own all of our weapons, and they have a Senate bill that merges them with our military. Only an executive agent will report to the president on this. This is treason. This is a marriage, is what Netanyahu and the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, has said. It's incredible. Then you got him primarying and PNAC called for terror attacks to get us into wars. Israel's now calling for a new 9/11 to get us on board. You've got the AIPAC running around primarying our people, saying that they control our domestic politics. Israel is a bigger threat now to China when it comes to basically a palace coup inside our government. And I warned of this for months. Trump's finally saying, you're not the boss. Israel's not in control. Snubbed Netanyahu at the NATO summit last week in Europe, in Turkey. He's been criticizing him. That's good. That's why we put pressure. The neocons wanted to say, you're all traitors. You're not MAGA. Go away. All us never Trumpers. We're the bosses. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm mad at Trump. I got major issues with Trump, but I'm going to stay on his ass and I'm going to continue and not just give up and walk away with my ball like so much the opposition said, who's really controlled. Oh, I see through all of this crap. So here's Netanyahu slipping in like he's ever. Oh, don't worry. We don't need your money anymore, because under this bill, we get access to all your weapons, all your secrets in live time beyond the Five Eyes. And then we co-own your military industrial complex. So Eisenhower said, beware of the military industrial complex and the technocrats that run it. He said the technological elite. Now it will be Israel directly in control. You know, the CIA isn't even allowed to spy on Israel. They can spy on everybody else, but not Israel. Israel has had this special relationship, so politicians in the U.S. can go back and forth. You heard Lindsey Graham earlier say we should move everything to Israel. You've got the U.S. ambassador, who's really the Israeli ambassador, saying he wants to move to Israel. It's disgusting. Here's Netanyahu.
And this is something it's hard to believe, you know, but we were receiving American support, military aid. And, you know, we've done this through successive presidents. We did it with the first one was with Clinton, and then it was with Obama, and then with Trump, sort of a 10-year MOU, memorandum of understanding, where America gives Israel much valued support. Now, when I negotiated this, I said, okay, this is what we need. We don't need any more. He said, yes, you do. I said, Lindsey, we don't need any more. And he would tell me, no, I'm going to go over your head to the Senate because I think you need more on missile defense or whatever. Okay. And I think once or twice he got his way. But let me tell you, the last conversation I had with him, I said, Lindsey, we've come of age. We have a robust economy. We can take care of our own financing.
AIPAC runs the U.S., and now we're taking over your military.
Defense of
taking you over.
Common interest with America.
38 states
phase out.
Have passed laws that if you criticize Israel, you can't get a state contract to build a highway or porta potty or clean government buildings. It's sick, folks. Israel's taking over.
And he went ballistic. He said, "No way, you can't do that," because he was so concerned with our security, which he believed was your security.
Went to Israel every month.
He actually fought the prime minister of Israel on keeping America's aid or actually increasing it.
Oh, yeah. And then, we don't need your money anymore because we own your military as soon as this bill passes. Total coup, total treason. Back in 60 seconds with the Gray Area Talks, Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Stay with us.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead.
You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95-plus percent lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of theAlexShook.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at theAlexShowStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide.
In the festering heart of the DC swamp, where loyalty to foreign powers trumps fidelity to the American people, Senator Mitch McConnell's condition remains shrouded in secrecy following his June 14th hospitalization after being found unconscious.
Desiree Townsend here again outside of George Washington University Hospital as we mark week three of the hospitalization of Senator Mitch McConnell following the June 14th medical emergency. As you can see behind me, the Capitol Hill police vehicles, these black vehicles, are still parked outside the hospital here, an indication that he is likely also still here.
Weeks later, no verifiable proof of life has emerged from this 84-year-old fixture of uniparty establishment obstruction. Yet his office clings to vague claims of recovery while he still blocks key legislation like the Save America Act, supported by a huge majority of the country. McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, who jetted off to Beijing just days after the incident for meetings with senior CCP figures, including Vice President Han Zheng, is a private citizen with no government role. Chao's family shipping empire has long drawn scrutiny for deep Beijing ties, raising explosive Logan Act questions and national security alarms. Why abandon a critically ill husband for CCP powwows unless orders from headquarters demanded it?
So his wife, Elaine Chao, was found in China 3 days after he went into cardiac arrest. So we're trying to figure out where she is. It doesn't look like she has come back to the house. So I was wondering, have you seen her at all?
No, I haven't seen anyone.
The rabbit hole deepens with the eerie 2024 drowning of Chow's billionaire sister Angela in a Tesla that reportedly locked and reversed into a lake. Another accident. Amid whispers of family leverage and silencing, McConnell, long derided as China Mitch, props up a Senate machine terrified of a pre-August 3rd vacancy, which would trigger a special election that could empower outsiders like Thomas Massie to seize the reins. The plan is blatant and equally seditious.
The likelihood that Senator McConnell is on life support in some way, shape, or form is actually supported by multiple studies, which puts the 30-day survival rate of an 80-year-old after an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, now mind you, was found at his home, at less than 5%. Now, you need to understand who they are. See, Senator Mitch McConnell has a lot of enemies. He is not well liked by people on both sides of the aisle. In fact, the lack of disclosed health information and him potentially still being in the hospital on life support has actually united this country in shared outrage. Republicans want him removed because he kept blocking the SAVE Act. Democrats don't like him because he previously stacked the Supreme Court. And it doesn't appear as if he had much support from President Trump either, based on past Truth Social remarks. So with that in mind, they really is just one person, his wife. And largely, this is also based on the law. It's very likely he had either an advance directive or a living will. Even without either one of these legal documents, nearly all of end-of-life decisions typically fall on the spouse in almost every state. So when everyone says they, there is really only one person in my mind, and that is Elaine Chao.
Drag the turtle shell past the deadline, and the Uniparty preserves its safe seat while unelected staffers wield Mitch's vote, as we have already seen with other debilitated absent members of Congress. J.D. Vance, as Senate President, and the State Department owe the public immediate transparency. Is McConnell alive, vegetative, or already gone? D.C.'s rot is so pungent, even Honolulu catches a whiff. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
The globalists are collapsing worldwide.
All right, let's go back live right now. Let's shut off that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so here we are on Sunday night. It is the 12th day of July, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we have the Iran war back in full scale. It never ended. And then Trump saying, I'm going to obliterate you. No, I'm not. Obliterate you. Not. They close the strait again. What a disaster. Then, meanwhile, did Russia just eliminate warmonger Lindsey Graham in Kiev? The U.S. senator who famously called for killing Russians the best investment was ever made, close quote, has died at 71 following a sudden illness right after his trip to Ukraine, even though yesterday morning and afternoon he's there in a hotel that's blown up, not just also at the drone secrets factory. The 48-hour death timeline is too wild to ignore. Number one, Graham meets Zelensky and tours a hidden drone manufacturing facility in Kiev. Two, hours later, the Russian MOD launches a devastating missile attack, completely obliterating the exact factory. Number three, simultaneously, Russian precision missiles leveled a high-profile hotel in Kiev packed with top NATO commanders where Graham was reportedly staying. Number four, Graham instantly dies suddenly right after returning home. Did Russia strike, catch him in the drone factory or the NATO hotel, or did someone in Washington send him there knowing the missiles were coming, or did he actually make it back magically and die last night? I know I had him on about other subjects, the midterms and you know what's happening, and Charlie Kirk and the trial. We'll get to that with these guys. We'll have them back soon, but for the balance of the hour, we're joined by Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. You can find them at Gray Area Talks on X, at Gray Area Talks on YouTube, Gray Area Talks right now. And they've also co-hosted the American Journal, my show, and other shows before. And they're here in Central Texas as well, north of Austin, joining us from their studio at the Gray Area Studios. All right, guys, let's tackle the geopolitical situation first. Rex and Tim, what do you make, what's your gut tell you with all this on Lindsey Graham? I mean, it's a really good chance, I'm not saying a probability, sure, but that he was killed in Russia, either at the base, probably not at the factory. He got out of that and talked about it, and then did some interviews, went to his hotel, and we're told he gets back and dies in D.C. Rex, Tim, what do you think?
Well, it's rumored they hit the hotel. It's definitely, I think it's basically confirmed that they hit that arms depot, the drone factory where he was at, and it's just too short of a timeline. But irregardless, Tim, we talk about it all the time. He's getting his wish. He's getting his Iwo Jima. We're going back to war. So I think that's really the main topic right now. CENTCOM just came out and said the reports of those three dead soldiers is not true. But is that true? So yeah. I don't know. We're just in a fog of war right now.
Also, I think you were just telling me the reports are saying something about a heart attack or something here domestically.
His aorta.
And both of us sat here and we were like, there's no possible way that could have been the case. I mean, he was literally in Ukraine like 48 hours.
Yesterday.
And how long is that flight? It's not short. No, it's definitely flight. At least an 8-hour
flight.
Well,
he dies late last night and they already know how he died. And all that's suspicious. That's what you're saying, I think.
Right. Right. And I think the fact that, of course, he is, like, as we know this, it's very probable he's a gay man. He doesn't have a wife, doesn't have kids. There's not really anyone to speak for him. Whereas at least, you know, with Mitch McConnell, the turtle, you have his wife that flees to China to do the corrupt business deal. Right. So, you know, you can kind of tie something to that there. And then she kind of has to make a statement or whatever. But with him, it's just kind of this void.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. And again, we just played a special report because I was going to go there with you. I mean, they're clearly trying to wait until August 3rd so the governor can appoint the new senator and not have a special election, because polls show right. That Massey's even more popular in a statewide election.
Right. No, I think that's absolutely true. And I think if you look at what happened with Lindsey, I think we were all very depressed to see Mark Lynch, who I think was a phenomenal candidate, unfortunately not be able to get over the finish line there. I think we're going to see a lot of really corrupt party politics.
Yeah, they're going to put somebody, a puppet head.
Yep.
It's no longer going to be who the people want. They'll put in somebody who's just going to be pro whatever the, I guess our regime wants to do right now. So,
and that's Kentucky. 100%. You're predicting they'll claim, even if Mitch McConnell's brain dead or dead, as they're reporting, in 3 weeks they won't show him, that they're going to wait till August 3rd to appoint somebody. What about Graham? He just won re-election. We've got 6 years. They're going to have an election there.
Right. When I found that out, I think it was actually Mimi, Dad. It was your mom. It was Grandma that told me that he got 6 years instead of four. And I had that moment where I had like a spit take. I was like, what? Like if I had been drinking some water, I wouldn't have been able to keep it in because I was just so shocked. You know, I was like, how can this be true? How can we get six more years of Lindsey Graham? I guess, you know, God had some mercy on us in that regard, and we don't. But the next person could be even worse.
100%. 100%. I mean, look, they do it all the time. So you saw Thomas Massie.
Yep.
I thought he was going to win. I think everybody thought he was going to win.
Ed Gowron comes on in.
And you just have to spend a lot more money. And then I don't really know how the proceedings go for that when somebody has to get put in place.
It's all
when somebody dies, right?
If the person has won, isn't it the party? And they basically decide, or how does that work? Is there another primary?
Are you talking about Kentucky? Are you talking about the Senate?
Talking about the Senate.
Senate.
Talking about Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, there's two Senate races that are going to come up. They're either going to wait till the third and the governor will appoint for what's left of McConnell's term. It's not long. Or senators serve 6 years, House members serve two. And so they will have to have a new special election for Graham. There's no way they can get away with that. Now, they're going to appoint an interim senator before the special election.
Right. Do you think it's more likely that it was the Russians that got him, or could it have been another foreign actor? Like, could there be incentive? I know Dugin was posting about this today. I read it and I was like, what? He's kind of pointing towards Israel. What do you think about that?
I mean, I know Zelensky has been killing a lot of the Ukrainian mafia that worked for him, but that was keeping too much of the money. In Morocco and other places, they've been blowing people up, and Interpol's saying it's Zelensky doing it. And we know that. It's funny you say that. Larry Johnson, former CIA case guy, very respected, very smart. He said months ago it's going to come out that Graham is about to be indicted, massive money laundering, reportedly hundreds of millions of dollars that he got from Ukraine, and that look for that. And so it would be opportune to get rid of him and say the Russians did it. But I don't think it's going to be a false flag raining missiles down on Kiev, on this base, on this hotel, and over 100 missiles. I don't think that they're going to kill him under the cover of that and then know when the Russians are going to launch that attack. So, no, I don't think there's a very high chance or even low chance that if he was killed in Ukraine, that it wasn't the Russians. Though, I mean, obviously people are politically going to spin that. But if he was killed in Russia, Trump wants peace. So I would imagine they would dial it down and then come up with this cover story that he died of cardiac arrest shortly after getting back from Ukraine last night. So it's all speculation right now.
Yeah, that is the interesting thing, though, is you have to look at Zelensky and what his motivations are. I mean, the restaurant's about to close. You know, it's about to be over. They're going to keep pounding Kiev. They're going to keep escalating in response to the Ukrainian escalation, targeting the oil depots deep inside of Russia and Moscow. I mean, remember when we were like 2 minutes from midnight in 2024 or 2025 when they targeted the nuclear triad? I'm forgetting the exact date. Things have only basically escalated.
Yeah.
Since then.
I mean, they've only escalated, but I just can't wrap my head around like the motive for why he was killed. It wasn't like he was the champion or the main guy that was like supplying the weapons to Ukraine. I mean, he's definitely instrumental in some.
Oh, he loves it though.
He loves it. I know. I saw him as a participant, not necessarily the guy who's the spearhead leading the charge of what's happening over
there. This is one of the main problems with Graham. I'm forgetting what the exact act is called. He's not allowed to go over there and do that. He's not allowed as a U.S. senator to go to foreign policy.
Yeah, that's why he probably had to ride the train and take the plane, which is impossible for him to get back and die in the U.S. last night, as Sean Hannity said. So if he did come back conventionally on his own dime, then there's no way the timeline works that he did die over there. But I mean, here's the deal. I kind of disagree with that statement, Tim. Lindsey Graham is the heir apparent to John McCain. He was the mini-me of him with the State Department and the NGO money that's put through the Senate to them to manage that. That came out in the Doge hearings. We already knew it. But billions to Al-Qaeda, billions to the Taliban, billions to ISIS And even a Senate hearing I played last hour, I have a lot of this tomorrow, doing that. So he's been one of the main war hawks, and I got some clips of that coming up. And so things that he pushes for in his last speech he gave in Kiev yesterday morning and his last TV interview was full war with Iran, total commitment, and massive sanctions on Russia and total war to end the war. But to say that your point about why would they want to target him and piss off the U.S., they're going to blow up missile bases and diplomatic hotels. They said that. And Russia on May 25th put out a warning specifically to the West saying, get your diplomats and your politicians out because they're not going to be safe after this. We're going to start hitting facilities that they're in. Overhead shot, please. This is a BBC, May 25th. Russia threatens more Kiev strikes, which they followed through, and tells foreign nationals, it goes into diplomatic corps and NATO operatives to leave. In fact, I want to pull up a headline that actually has that. Just type in Russia tell. There it is. Russia threatens more Kiev strikes. Yeah, no, I want the one because I'm not going to read the whole article. We'll deny it. Russia specifically, in their actual statement, warned the U.S. and NATO to pull its diplomatic corps and its NATO personnel out. So the headline is Russia warns U.S. and NATO/EU to pull all diplomatic and military advisors and personnel out. So they specifically let them know, and they've also said now that they are the targets and that they'll start hitting NATO countries, including Poland, where the weapons are being produced and massed. What do you guys, Rex and Tim, make of that?
Okay, so on the first half of that, the Russians were threatening that very early on in the conflict. I mean, even when Biden was in, we said, okay, well, if you give them long-range missiles, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. And I think it's definitely a paper tiger because they know they have to contain that within the region. If this spreads out to NATO, I mean, Russia's it's a gone case because right now it's kind of like they're still holding an arm back. It's not necessarily like we're fully involved in that conflict. We're just providing.
I disagree with that statement.
This
is the great thing about our show, right? Is like we don't agree on everything. That's why it's called the gray area. So you're saying you think that the Russians have a real problem if we got fully involved?
I think they're bluffing is what I'm saying.
I mean, I think we're the ones that are bluffing. I think we're the ones that have been fully involved for like 3-4 years now, even before that. I mean, look at the entire premise of the war was that we were going to degrade Russia's military, their munitions. We're going to get rid of their missiles. Look at us. Look at our stockpiles, not just in Ukraine, but in Iran.
I played the clip last hour. Graham even says the Ukrainians will fight to the last Ukrainian. In fact, did I even get to that clip? I know I sent you so many guys. Just type it in. We'll pull it up again. Senator Graham, the Ukrainians will fight to the last Ukrainian. He says as long as we give them weapons, they'll fight to the last Ukrainian. He actually said it. What do you guys make of that, Tim?
Do you know the irony of that? It's like, well, who said that? Did the Ukrainian people say that, or did the politicians and the people who are making the decisions say?
Well, you get a choice.
So, I mean, if the last man is you get wrapped up in a van, just like the rest of them, and you get kidnapped and thrown to the front line, I guess that is the last man.
Right.
And you're talking about the insane footage of the conscription over there. Did you see over the weekend, we're all over the country, the Ukrainians are rising up and beating up the conscriptors?
Yeah, I saw some lady tear the door off a car. I saw some other awesome stuff like that. And the people ultimately are the ones that should decide, and they want the war to be over. Zelensky hasn't had elections, okay? He's a dictator.
Well, that's the first time I've seen big groups of people rising up, beating up the Ukrainian military. That doesn't sound good for Zelensky.
Well, just think about the fundamentals. Like, the average Ukrainian just wants to live a normal life. They have been in war for the last 5 years. Right. None of what they have decided has been of their own volition. It's basically Zelensky and the rest of the world and whoever has their own special interest that have decided how this war is going to go. So imagine you having constant threat of potentially a missile being thrown at you. And not even just that. Think about the fact that Ukraine is escalating it. Right. Even more than they should have by doing the direct attacks on Moscow.
And add on to that the prospect of you, your countrymen, maybe not wanting the war, but then the EU and America, these nations with all the money and the power and the influence, they're the ones that are saying, hey, we're going to give your government what it needs to send you off to go die. That's pretty dark stuff. And I think that's really what we got to be accountable for here in the West is the prospect that we don't actually have to fight in any of these wars. We're making other people do that by proxy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys make of the Iran war being back to full tilt? I mean, it never ended. And
I mean, it's always been on.
Hey,
Tim's been saying it.
For the last 3 months, he tells me a report or I see a report where and they say, oh, new peace deal coming. I say, look, boy who cries wolf. I said, this is going to keep going on. I wouldn't be surprised if it ended through the rest of the year. Because at the end of the day, you can't trust what's coming out of the media. You can't trust what Trump is saying. There is a split even in the Iranian government right now in which they can't even agree on what they want to do. There is a side that wants to keep showing and make sure that the United States actually fully submits to whatever they want. Right. And then there's another fraction that's like, hey, maybe we should take this as is. And then you've got the third part of the equation. As long as Israel is able to do whatever they want to do, and we don't actually have a tight leash on that, this is not going to end. There's no way I can see this end.
And I think it's also key to point out the schizophrenia of Trump as well. You can go watch the G7 conference where it was Trump and then J.D. Vance later on making the statements about Lebanon, making the statements about we got 4 weeks left until we hit tank bottom and we can't do this. We got to call a close to this. Essentially, we got to pull the curtain. Cut to now. Oh, we got to take care of them. I got to know them. They're nasty people. It's time. And we just learned that you can't rely on Donald Trump. You have to rely on the factors at play, and the factors at play are that Israel wants this war. So they're going to get it.
100%.
You're absolutely right. Mm. It's just a total disaster. And then you have the Strait of Hormuz closed with up to 30% of the oil. And
Can I come in there really quick? Paragraph one or article one and then article five of the MOU are key. Paragraph one, of course, mentions Lebanon three times, an immediate end to all conflict and or hostility in Lebanon, right? And the other areas of the war. And then paragraph five, article five says, hey, Iran alongside Oman is going to dictate passage through the strait. So we violated those two parts of the MOU. That's how we ended up in the situation we're at today. We can say, sure, the Iranians hit that boat and they shouldn't hit that boat. That boat was going through not just unverified, uncharted waters as well. I talked to Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Aguilar about this, Green Beret. He broke it down for me. Not only are we telling ships to go on this one way that's not approved, it's literally unapproved for maritime traffic and they could crash and cause an ecological disaster.
They've already had a bunch of them run aground. So they're running the deal. But here's the larger issue. None of these are agreements. They create frameworks of negotiation, and Iran points that out, and then Israel breaks it, hits Lebanon, hits Iran, whatever. And I'm not trying to side with the mullahs, just a fact. And then Trump says it's a deal, and then we don't follow out on the side of the deal. So it's a stalemate, and I predict the Iranians will just keep the strait closed. This is going to drag on for years. And it's going to be absolutely, already is, devastating the economy. But let's come back and talk about that, and also Lindsey Graham's last statements in a speech he gave and in an interview are very telling, because it tells you what the neocons and the Israel firsters want and probably what Trump's going to do, because he'll rhetorically criticize them but usually side with them. But here's a brief clip, as I mentioned it, of Lindsey Graham talking about, as long as you give them the weapons, they'll fight to the last Ukrainian. Here's a clip.
I like the structural path we're on here. As long as we help Ukraine with the weapons they need and the economic support, they will fight to the last person.
Well, they're not going to fight to the last Lindsey Graham because he's dead now. Did he die in D.C. of a heart attack? Or did he die in Ukraine? If he didn't have a diplomatic flight, he died over there. There's no way he got back. He was still over there at noon yesterday. Died at like 10:30 at night. No way he got back. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair and so much more. But the issue is, our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I dropped the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor, Big Lee, came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and it's good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the grape gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Well, the old political order in the fourth turning is coming to an end. All the countries are maxed out debt-wise. Every time that happens in the 80-something-year cycle, there's a big war. Elon Musk has talked about it. I've talked about it. And you've got the EU saying their answer is total war with Russia. You got us being dragged into it. You got Israel back against the wall, super unpopular in all the polls, less than 20%. Their answer is get us committed to a full war. And if we don't like it, they'll just take over through the defense bill. And it passed out of two committees and is now in the full House. I mean, you just cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. $1.3 billion by Israel for domestic propaganda against the American people. And they've now sucked us into a full war, and it is a spectacular disaster. I'm interviewing my son, who has a popular talk show with his co-host, Tim Tompkins, the Gray Area Talks, at Gray Area Talks on X, YouTube, Gray Area Talks. And talking to them, we got Sunday Night Live coming up, and a recap of what's happening with Lindsey Graham and so much more. But Lindsey Graham dying is really a big deal. Totally nasty person. I got up this morning at 5 a.m. and got at my desktop and a cup of coffee, and Lindsey Graham's dead. And then I saw the stuff immediately that, well, how's that happening? He was over there yesterday afternoon. And I'm like, immediately people are saying, well, you know, the Russians probably killed him. And just none of this adds up. I don't know, but I know this. He was extremely powerful as a gopher of the deep state. So not that he even ran things, though I thought Jeffrey Epstein was just a gopher. I knew he was on the Trial Commission board, but I didn't know he was a stand-in for David Rockefeller as the head of it. But that's in the emails. The Rothschilds, he's a representative, he's the boss, he's the head of the commission, he may be more powerful than Trump. They say in the first administration, all is tied into him. I mean, that was at the core of this. And seeing that, you know, is he a gopher? Is he super powerful? Well, he kind of took over from McCain that controlled the Senate's money to radical Orthodox Islam and all these proxy wars and things. So whether he's a puppet or not, he's a stand-in for this. And him dying, I don't know if the Russians did kill him, if they knew he was there. They said, we're going to hit these facilities, get your diplomats, get your politicians, get them out back in May. I showed you that. I appreciate, you know, the crew, because you said, told Americans get out. I want to know, the Russians said, diplomats, your military advisors, and your politicians. They were very specific, because we're going to kill these command bases. And so we did find the articles and show the actual Russian statement, because I don't want to just show something. And, you know, I'm neurotic about, obviously people know I don't make stuff up, but I want to show you stuff. So that's where we are. Well, see, we're showing it again. Let's show the one about U.S. diplomats and government personnel. You did show it. There it is. So it's a big deal. We already showed it. It doesn't matter. So here is Lindsey Graham. I'm not going to play the whole thing. This is his last speech or press conference, where he's talking about Ukraine and Iran. And then he went on TV before he, I guess, went to the hotel. They haven't confirmed they blew the hotel up. They haven't confirmed that's where he's staying. That's where he normally stays. And when Tucker was in Russia, they hit where he was at with a drone. And then they launched every week 500, 600, 1,000, sometimes 700 to 600 at a time on Russia, blowing up their refineries, you name it, blowing up bridges, blowing up their nuclear bases, blowing up their strategic air command. Trying to get him to go full ape. I mean, this is escalated out of control. So we'll get the Gray Area Talks host take on this in a moment. But let's play Lindsey Graham's last little press conference and then his last TV appearance. Let's go to the first clip here. This is clip 33. Lindsey Graham's final press conference took place in Ukraine. Here it is.
Announced as of about 30 minutes ago, we've reached agreement with the White House on a version of the Russian sanctions bill that they will support. It means it's going to become law. So when I get back to Washington, I'm going to go with Senator Blumenthal to the Republican and Democratic leader to see if we can find time to move this Russian sanctions package that would give tools to President Trump to help end this war. The road to ending this war, the road to peace, passes through Beijing more than it does Washington, Kyiv, or Moscow. China has an oversized influence. I'd like them to use their influence for the good of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't believe Putin is there yet, but it wouldn't take much to get him there. And the sooner we can have a dialogue about peace, the quicker this war is over.
It's Japan's news agency. I just been back from NATO summit Ankara.
I've never been more optimistic than I am today that we have the formula to end this war. Help Ukraine be more lethal. Let those supporting Russia to know it's going to be a price to be paid if you keep doing it. And to try to find an off-ramp, not to humiliate Putin, but to end this war so that Ukraine will thrive and survive.
Listen how poignant those bells are.
Sanctions package.
Hit pause. I want to say something. Then go back to our guest, who I'm going to have back on soon. When I was a little kid growing up in Dallas, I loved it. You would hear the church bells ring. They didn't do them at night, but about 7 a.m. till about 10 at night. It was always so beautiful, but the left didn't like them. It was Christian. You were abusing us, and they got laws passed to ban it. But call to prayer blaring at 5 a.m. in New York, in Michigan, in Texas, that's fine. Oh, blah, 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 like Tarzan or something. But listen to that still quasi-Christian country, though he's banned the main Orthodox Church. Listen to those beautiful church bells. And we could tell what time it was he gave that press conference by how many times it dongs. But just go back to where we were, because I'm going to track all this tonight and figure out whether or not he could have gotten out of the country. But if he was already in trouble for using diplomatic flights, I bet he didn't. I bet Hannity told the truth. They were best buddies. 12 train out of there to get out and fly out, then 7 hours back. And reportedly, he was there doing interviews at noon. I think the Russians killed him, if that's right. This is a big deal. Sorry, let's go back.
We have a magic moment in time here. In the coming months, if we do this right, increase Ukraine's lethality, get people to help us with Putin rather than propping him up, we can end this war.
Long time no see.
Happy to see.
Thank you very much.
Happy to see you.
This is yesterday, folks. He's dead now.
Older.
And we're told he got back and died in D.C.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Totally laundering money. All of them been caught. He's under investigation for it. And now he's dead.
Thank you for coming, Lindsay.
Which is a good point.
Got a little Rex and Tim made. Here.
Maybe that somebody else killed him.
When I can talk. But good visit with the president, right?
Yeah, I think that we had really a good meeting.
Yeah,
the mood
so
was
too,
good.
Yeah.
And we had some very important results.
Great briefing by your intel folks. I would recommend that you send them over on the war.
Good.
The effect thinking.
I think that the decision of President Trump about licenses, positive signals about Patriot licenses, were important.
Oh, boy. Okay, one more clip. We'll go back to our guest. Here is Lindsey Graham's last appearance on TV before he supposedly got out of the country and got back to die in D.C. Here it is.
What happens next? I spent 4.5 hours with President Trump Friday. Here's what I think will happen next. If this deal fails, President Trump is going to take the Strait of Hormuz over by force. The United States will control the Strait of Hormuz.
He's from Ukraine.
We'll charge a fee for all those who go through to pay for the operation. And we're going to expand the Abraham Accords in calendar year 2026. We're going to get Saudi Arabia to join the Abraham Accords. And which is the biggest change in 5,000 years in the Mideast. And if Iran contests control of the Strait of Hormuz by the United States, we will obliterate them. So to all the people listening, if this diplomatic effort fails, President Trump is going to take the Strait of Hormuz. Yep. We're going to run it. We're going to try to get Saudi Arabia to join the Abraham Accords to end the Arab-Israeli conflict in 2026. And if Iran continues to attack Israel and Lebanon, the new policy will be we'll hit Iran. So to the Iranians, if you're listening, when you use Hezbollah to attack Israel, I think the new policy will be we will attack Iran.
Okay, so he did that from Kiev. You know, Trump a month ago, I played the clip like five times, said, actually got artillery and missiles there. It's 18 miles wide. They'll be able to close it. We can't really invade it. It'll be too many troops dead. We don't have a stomach for it again. But he's just like, nope, we're just going to take the Strait of Hormuz. That's what Israel wants, is us to invade. But they've said they won't put troops in. Tim Tompkins, Rex Jones, Gray Area News, Gray Area Talks. Where do you see this going? Where do you see anything? I want to shift gears into the midterms, domestic issues, the Charlie Kirk alleged assassin trial.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's key to point out in that first video you showed, the last video of Little Lindsay, the wicked witch from South Carolina, he's talking about sanctions packages. I think that's the 21st or 20th one they've planned on passing or going to pass. So how'd that work out? You know, we've been hearing the same thing for 4 years from Lindsey and other people like Lindsey, even before the war. I mean, back in the 20 teens, he said it would be the year of offense, right? So they've been prepping for this for a very long time. You can look at John McCain, Victoria Nuland. They went there in 2014. They set up the Maidan coup. Zelensky is literally a guy that was like the played like the Kevin Spacey of the country, played the president on TV. And Lindsey was just a piece of that very sick puzzle. So
yeah, and I just
Tim wants to talk about causation.
I want to jog your guys' memory back. We did a deep dive on the American Journal about this.
Right.
All of this could have been completely avoided from the beginning. When the Russians had dissolved and there was no longer the Soviet Union, they were ready to come into the United States and the Western society and join. But why Lindsey Graham gives me chills on a lot of these guys is because of the all have the similar rhetoric. You can go watch videos from decades back then. They wanted to come into society. They wanted to integrate with the West. And then the West said, hey, we have this genius idea called shock therapy. Let's sell all of the assets to the richest billionaires here in Russia and cause their inflation.
Yeah, they looted Russia.
Yeah, they looted Russia. And so then you create a whole chain reaction of these events, which allows people like Putin to come in because he got the oligarchs out. And then you have people who are not quote unquote pro what United States wants. We go in there and we just decide, okay, we're going to start changing people out in Ukraine. We're going to change out the
exit this time. We got new leader, new right. moderate rebel.
And the last thing I want to say on this is like, just look at how regime change never works. It never works. And then we also tell Russians, we're not going to bring any more people into NATO. We start expanding all the way to the point where we're at their border.
12 countries.
Imagine if we went, we almost had nuclear conflict over the fact that Russia was about to have a missile parked in our backyard.
You have a missile crisis.
Okay. So all of this kind of goes together and you watch all the rhetoric. It's the same thing. These people have no long-term thinking. They have no idea to comprehend the fact that these small decisions that you think is the right decision, you're going to end up causing the death of millions and millions of people. And I'm just so sick of it.
My dad would call it second, third, fourth, fifth order thinking. That's what you would call that, right, Dad?
Well, no, Tim's right. And they've been told all this and they know this, but here's the problem. Victoria Nuland, all these neocons, Lindsey Graham, they all make huge amounts of money themselves off of this. So that's why they're thinking one-dimensional. So how do you guys see this ending?
It doesn't.
The only way this ends, I mean, Russia already has the upper hand. They know this is a war of attrition. All they have to do is continue to keep on going. It's at the moment at which, let's say, Iran maybe winds down and people can start paying attention to Ukraine again, that like we can get Ukraine back in check. Because right now, the only thing that's keeping them going is the fact that they're still being supplied by the West.
Well, and look at Europe, right? Europe has to make some decisions. If you're not going to get cheap oil or LNG from Russia because Nord Stream is destroyed, we blew it up, and you can't get cheap oil from the Strait of Hormuz.
Wait a minute, Rex. The news told me Putin blew up Nord Stream.
Oh, yeah. No, Ukrainian terrorists. That's what I heard. You know, of course, not the ones that we bankroll and fund. Certainly not.
Right.
And so we cover that all the time.
Yeah. So like at the end of the day, it really comes down to when the well runs dry.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the moment it winds down is if we get into a conflict with China, there's no way we can keep a war on three different fronts.
That's right. China now is doing a lot of menacing in the Strait of Malacca right now. So we're going to be watching that very closely. I don't think this is a good thing overall, but it's a good thing as a sign. In the last month, more than 50 that we know of, most of it doesn't even hit the news or doesn't hit national news. You've got all these oligarchs, all these bagmen for Zelensky that and even Interpol and you know, says, no, it's Zelensky. Zelensky's under investigation. They're killing all these bagmen because obviously Zelensky's trying to consolidate and get all the money himself first. So they're even closing the loop now on all their corruption and getting rid of loose ends. That's a sign that Zelensky is getting ready to flee. Or maybe I'm being optimistic. What do you guys think?
I agree. I mean, you have to look at the incentive. I mean, he could go to the south of France. He could come here, kind of just like Netanyahu. Netanyahu's kid just changed his name, right?
So I didn't know that. Whoa. You mean the little candy-ass guy that never joins the IDF, lives in Miami, he changed his name?
That's right, he changed his name.
Whoa, tell me about this. This is breaking news. Give me the details.
I saw this reported on earlier today. He's changed his name. It's like his new last name is Hone, I think, or that may be the first name. Y'all could look this up and find it.
That's confirmed. Netanyahu's son A name, yes. a strategy, or a shield. The curious rebranding of Yar Netanyahu. Whoa, he changed. Oh, that means Netanyahu is getting a run because he's already been convicted. Whoa, that what publication is that?
The Times of Israel.
Straight the Times of Israel yesterday. Okay, Rex, I'm glad you're on. This is breaking news. Tell me about this. That is another good sign. They're getting ready to run. Man, thank God. Hallelujah. Woo!
Yeah.
I mean, I just went from being depressed to excited.
Look at the giant compound that they're building in Albania. You know, Jared Kushner's building a giant compound there. Maybe they'll all go live.
Well, they announced they're grabbing the former second largest Russian nuclear war base with thousands of underground bunkers for $5 billion with Nat Rothschild. Then when it came out, they denied it, even though it was his wife, Ivanka, admitted it. And then they grabbed the coastline, put fences up and denied it. Millions protesters, they had to back off. What are they thinking? It's like, it's insane. Hold on. Let's go back. Benjamin Netanyahu's son just changed his name. That right, they're running for the hills. Oh my God.
Well,
could
you be his son and walk around and you make a dinner reservation and your last name is Netanyahu?
Well, it's imagine. Kind of speaks to what they've done though, right?
I was about to say.
I walk around as his kid, you know, Alex Jones's son, and I feel quite fine about that, quite good about that. And plenty of people don't like me because of it. But I mean, this is like you can't fit into society at all. Well, you're like forbidden from society.
Right. And just remember, yeah. BB is in the exact same situation as Zelensky, yeah. Right? Because they're at war right now. They haven't had the ability to put Netanyahu on trial for the things that happened during October 7th. They haven't been able to look into all the specifics of why he was allowed to do half of the things that he's been allowed to do. So he wanted to keep this going on, so the fact that he could avoid the justice that was going to come after him at the end of the day.
I think the scary thing that we're realizing now, if we see more from Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, I know, Dad, you talk about Ben-Gvir a lot. That guy is completely.
Yeah, the problem is you're in Netanyahu and even worse lunatic is in there.
Yeah, Ben-Gvir, literally, he has rabies. He's like Cartman, like real-life Cartman from South Park, but demonic.
He's like a 400-pound dude that they arrest flotilla. People bring rice and beans to the Gazans, and he slaps them around on camera and like looks like he's having an orgasm. I want to know what he's on, dude. He looks like he's on 10 hits of ecstasy every time I see him.
He's high on life, and this is the thing. All of Lebanon must burn. Like that's an outrageous statement to say about any country, right? But all
he said, we're taking it all. We're going to kill everybody, kill the Christians. I mean, God, this megalomania must feel great.
And the best part, there is a whole demographic of people that completely agree with him, which is the most insane part. And you're talking about not just average people, but like people who are in power.
It's a weird fusion of like the elite beliefs, right? Because mm-hmm. the ones that don't want to go.
You have the Christian Zionists think we make Jesus come back by nuclear war. You have the Iranian mullahs think that they're going to make their mullah come, their messiah. You've got a bunch of the Jews that think it. And then you got the EU unelected thinks they can expand by war. It's a bunch of crazy people. Who's crazier? Well, the unelected EU commission that wants total war and thinks they're going to defeat Russia. The crazy greater Israel people, the Christian Zionists, or the Muslims? I think it's just a pack of lunatics.
I think you got to say the Christian Zionists, because at least the Muslims and the world Jewish
at least
power
they're fighting for something. Fighting exactly. Faction. At least they've got faction. Something for it. Good point, Rex. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah, like the Christian Zionism is essentially cuckoldry, right? Where you're saying my New Testament is not good enough. I need your version of the Old Testament. And hey, Jesus Christ, he's not actually the fulfillment of the New Testament. He's whatever you say he is that fits into your theology because the land was promised to
you. Hey, you said Jesus was not the Messiah, but a Jewish rebel who was dealt with wisely.
Yeah, exactly. So when you have that attitude, I wouldn't even call it Christianity at all. It's kind of a new religion.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it breeds people like Mark Levin's of the
Lord.
The mirror on the
Hamas and Hezbollah. I don't. Here's the thing.
Who wants Armageddon most of all? You're right. It's like a weird Israel worshipping Armageddon cult, like Hail Bop, where you drink vodka and take barbiturates and you wear Nike tennis shoes and black pajamas and you're beamed up to the comet.
Right. Well, here's the thing. You're talking about kind of the Muslim debate question as well. And I do want to get this clip. Here's the thing. You had that viral debate with Sneeko. You energy mogged him. It went huge everywhere. Now, we can agree, disagree on certain points, but Tim actually knows him from back in the day.
So yeah. He blocked both of us.
And we want to talk to him. So
by the way, he chickened out to come back on.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he was supposed to come out on the next day.
And since then, he peed his little poo-poo.
Well, here's the thing. You were broadcasting before he was born, right? So I think that's kind of an odd experience for someone to come into that kind of environment. And he definitely got mogged by you. He didn't understand the elephant seal energy.
It's insane.
The truth was, I had a meeting to go to, and I was just trying to blast. It was not serious. I just blasted him.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, he's completely changed since I've known him. I mean, he grew up Catholic, Christian. His family, nicest people ever. I'm not even sure what goes on in their minds as they see what their son has basically been doing on the internet.
So you grew up with Sneeko in Connecticut. So what type of guy is he?
I mean, he was always like provocative like that, joking, always loud, those types of things. And we used to make like racist jokes back and forth between each other and all that type of stuff. So he's always kind of had that personality. The part I didn't expect was kind of like this now morphed version of like hatred to the extent where it like gets kind of dangerous on the Israelis and the Jewish people, because it's like, dude, our school, half the people were Jewish there. His best friends, we had a friend group. I was one of his best friends. They were Jewish too. We were in bar and bat mitzvahs, dancing it up, living it up.
Well, that's my thing, like, is that Netanyahu's unpopular. And this whole thing is I'm actually not Israel's enemy. I want them to stop destroying themselves. Plus, they have nukes. It goes to a very bad place. Well, guys, we got to come back on soon. You guys are going to continue on with your streams. We posted your streams at Real Hawk Jones. Where do they find you where you guys are going to keep streaming tonight? You're going to keep going.
Yeah. You can join us on Gray Area Talks on X. It's right there. And in the bio, you can find our YouTube. You can find our Rumble on there.
And you guys are going to continue on, right? When I end here in a minute.
Yeah, we're going to be live. Please join us. We're going to be live. Find us on X or Rumble. Please follow us on Rumble or YouTube at Gray Area Talks.
Yes.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Great job.
Thank you.
All right. Sunday Night Live's coming up. We're going to look at, was Graham really killed over there? Or was he killed over here? We got to study this more. I'll know more tomorrow, but I'm going to keep looking at it. That's coming up on the streams at Real Hawk Jones on X, stations across the country, and on rumble.com/ The Hawk Jones Show Live. Be sure to share those coordinates, The Hawk Jones Show Live on Rumble. We got to buy one, get one free. Methylene Blue Capsules is incredible right now. We're running out of the collectible 250th coin that funds our operation. We have the new shower heads, the highest quality, highest rating. I'm cutting out the toxins. You breathe it, it goes to your skin. You need these systems. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. We have a new Don't Spy on Me, instead of Don't Tread on Me, cutting down the flock camera deal. We have creatine 50% off. It's all there, incredible products. And if you're a VIP, get the coin for $69. The coin costs us $67 to print. Yeah, $99 for everybody else. The regular is $117.76. Can't say that. $117.76. But it's only $99 for everybody else. VIPs, it is $69. Right now, selling out thealexjonesstore.com. That's a tongue twister.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch.
Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?